Welcome in the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by former Eagles wide receiver, five times in a row a Pro Bowler, now, of course, the color analyst for Eagles Radio. Mr. Mike Quick joins me in the studio here. Mike, happy spring to you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Now, Mike just came off the practice field watching a little bit of what's going on here. We're not going to share the details, but there certainly is a huge difference here. And perhaps you can help articulate just the different feeling you have.
Well, I don't want to get into anything that I shouldn't be saying, but it's just a different feeling. And it's I think it's now. It's what's happening now, and it's kind of the progression I think this team should have taken in the direction that this team should be going in. I think it's really nice. You see a lot of up-tempo and everybody moving, and it's a lot. There's a lot of energy, and you like that. You want that.
Early impressions of Chip Kelly?
Highly impressed. I'm impressed with the way he's handled the football, as well as handling the things outside of football, you know, in particular dealing with the alumni, dealing with a lot of the people that are really not in-house any longer, but just reaching out to guys who are in the area still, guys that he feels were a part of building this thing to where it is today.
And one thing, we all watch it, and people make a big deal about it. It's very important to fans how he deals with the media. Sharp,
yeah.
Has fun,
yes.
Provides information. At this point, before the team gets on the field, goes a long way toward the fans starting to understand what he's all about.
Well, I think if you look at the entire organization, there is a move afoot to change the culture. And I feel it, and I hopefully the fans are starting to see it and recognize and feel it. But it's obvious to me that things are certainly changing around this building. And in my mind, they're changing for the better.
All right, now let's talk about the football team. Big draft last weekend, Mike. The offensive tackle, a tight end, a quarterback, the rest of its defense. Too early to tell where these players fit in. But clearly, when you talk about change, the roster, particularly the defensive side of the ball, huge overturn.
Well, and you know that was going to happen. On the defensive side, needed a lot of help. And with some of the offseason acquisitions, with the draft, I'm looking forward to, you know, the more I see, the more I'm excited about what we're going to see once this team gets to training camp and going beyond.
Any sense of quarterback, what it will take to win the quarterback job?
I think it's going to take the guy that's the sharpest mentally. You know, all of these guys have skills. They're all talented in their own right. But with this train, it's going to move. And the guy that's the sharpest and knows what's going on and knows how to make the proper reads, I think that is the guy that's going to be the head of this train. And like I said, it's going to move, and whoever is up to speed, they're going to be the guy that's leading, and the other guys are going to have to catch up. And I've heard Chip say that, and when you watch them, you know that everything's fast-paced, and you don't really have time to see guys making mistakes. You don't have a big tolerance for that.
Mike, it's interesting. With the first several months here with Chip, we kind of defined the quarterback, not because we knew anything, but just because we supposed that the quarterback position would bring forth the same characteristics that we saw from Oregon, the
yes.
mobile quarterback.
Yes.
That is clearly not the case. We got to get that out of our minds, don't we?
Well, see, if you look at the whole picture of Oregon, it wasn't always a guy that could run the football. So I've heard Chip say that he's able to adjust his game plan to the talent that he has. And I've seen that. In his early years in Oregon, he didn't have the Dixons and the guys that could run the football the way the latter part of his stay in Oregon. So I think he's able to make those adjustments. And again, it goes back to the guy who's the smartest and makes the decisions quick. You know, playing that quarterback position, you've got to process a lot of things very quickly. And you've got to be able to make decisions in split seconds. And the guy who's the sharpest in doing that, I think is going to be the guy that runs this offense.
How will we define this offense ultimately? Is it silly to even think about that way and to put it in a box? Because, you know, we all like labels. We all call it the West Coast offense. We all call it the run.
Yeah.
We all put labels on things.
Well, I think it's going to be hard to do that going in. Once we've seen it for a little while, then I think we'll all try and attach labels to it. But going in, we don't know what to expect. I just know that it's going to be fast-paced, and it's going to be in a hurry.
Yeah, and the defense, obviously a lot of roster turnover there, a lot of a new scheme, undefined, hybrid, that's what we hear. Going to take a little bit of time, I think, to put all those pieces together and to build that chemistry.
And you know what? All around the league now, teams are trying to figure out. Teams don't know what the Eagles are going to do offensively or defensively. They don't know if it's going to be a 30 front, if it's a 40 front, if it's going to be a mixture of all of this. It's just hard to tell exactly what to expect from this team. So just like these teams around the league, we will all be watching closely during the preseason so that we can then try and label and try and put a tag on what this team is.
You've been on a roster when their coach changes, Mike.
Yes.
What mentality do you suggest that every player on this team has to make it here with Chip?
You know, I think you have to go in and realize that there's a clean slate, and you have to impress these coaches all over again, just like it's your first day, because it really is. When you've got a new set of coaches, and, you know, many of them are so young and so energetic, so innovative, and they haven't seen these guys other than on tape. So now they have to impress these coaches all over again. They've got to be able to show these coaches that they're the guy, that's the guy that you want to line up.
It's so much fun.
It is fun.
It's fun, hot.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when the Eagles make training camp dates available to the public, make sure you get to Lincoln Financial Field. It's like watching a carnival of football. I love it. Mike Quick, thanks for joining us.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Mike Quick in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.